Welcome everyone to our very first episode. We're diving into the questions of who and why. Who are we and why do we do what we do? It's going to be an impactful episode that will help you understand more about worship and worship leading. Let's get started with the Sound Worship Podcast. All right, Matt, let's get started. Introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Matt Houston. I'm the worship leader at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Our senior pastor is Pastor Sandy Adams. He's been pastoring our church since 1980. He started the church there. It's been here quite a while. And I've been leading worship here since 2011. My wife and I moved here after we got married. We got married in 2010. We have three beautiful kids, one dog, and a guinea pig, which I believe I'm the real guinea pig for allowing my family to get a guinea pig.
I always forget you have a guinea pig.
We do too.
What's your guinea pig's name?
Coco.
Coco!
Yeah. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but he or she looks like hot cocoa, you know? But we forget sometimes, and we'll just hear a rustling, and we'll say, oh, yeah. There's the guinea pig in the other room. I wonder if it needs to be fed. So there's that.
Let's get back to the main point that you are the guinea pig.
I am the guinea pig. So now I've been leading worship here since 2011. Before that, I led worship at another Calvary Chapel. So I've been involved in worship ministry at least from 2003 or 4-ish. Which has been quite a while, and leading worship, I don't even know how many years. I never kept track of when I started, but probably close to 20 years, which is crazy. And I'm only 25.
Same. All right, Allie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, no.
Yes, no. And that's the podcast.
Okay.
Take it away. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Allie Taylor, and I lead worship alongside Matt each week at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, and I've been leading worship since about 2013. Andrew and I have been married since 2016, and we have one puppy.
And that puppy's name is?
Slater.
Slater? Where'd that come from? Everybody knows.
I don't know.
It's Full House.
Nope.
Is it because of his muscles?
He's got muscles, and it's kind of scary.
Built different.
He's built different. His vet said so.
Built like his mom.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now we got the intros out of the way. Let's talk about how you guys got into worship ministry. Matt, why don't you tell us your story?
Yeah. So I was probably 17, just started going to our church at Calvary Chapel. And I had played guitar. I got a guitar when I was maybe 15 years old from my grandparents. And it was really old, nasty, ugly, dirty. Sorry, grandparents, if you're listening. But I got the guitar as a gift. And I thought, what am I going to do with this guitar? I didn't play music at the time. And so about 2 years go by, and I decided to pick it up and start playing. And I told myself, I'm going to learn how to play guitar and keep it as a hidden talent. Like, no one's going to know that I can play guitar, and I just wanted to play it just for fun. And so I did. I picked up that old, dirty, nasty guitar, learned how to play it, and I started going to church within maybe a year of that or whatever, and then made the mistake of letting my worship leader know that I could play guitar. And so he said, well, why don't you play guitar with us? And so I did. I got up on stage and played guitar, and one day that worship leader left, and my pastor and I were talking about the dilemma of having no worship leader. And I said, what are we going to do? And he looked at me and he says, you're the guy. And so I literally, from that point forward, started leading worship and went from having no idea what I was doing to still having no idea what I'm doing.
And it shows. Oh. I'm just kidding.
But in all seriousness, you know, God has taught me so many things, and I've learned from experience and from input of my pastors, and it's been really great, really fun, and we're looking forward to helping other people with this podcast.
It's awesome. Allie, what about you? Why and how did you get involved in worship ministry?
Well, I always wanted to do worship when I was in high school, but we did not have any opportunities for youth ministry worship here at the church at the time. And so I actually was trying to go to another church, and they offered me a spot to be able to do worship on their Sunday morning services. I just had to stop going to Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, and I prayed about it, and the Lord told me not to go, and he told me to stay at Stone Mountain. So I was really confused on what I was supposed to do if there were no opportunities for me, so I started with children's ministry. I made a band with some friends, and we just practiced every Saturday night for children's ministry worship, and it was amazing. And that's just where I started before I did Sunday morning worship.
Okay, that's really interesting. So you said you prayed about it, and you felt like God was saying, don't go to that church, to stay at our church. So what exactly, like, can you share a little bit about that?
Well, it was like the Holy Spirit was telling me no. I did not have peace about it. I was so excited because I finally had opportunities over there at the other church, and I was actually doing some worship at their retreats already. But I prayed about it, and I didn't feel peace. I felt like if I were to go over to that church, it would be disobedient to what the Lord wanted me to do. And I really felt like there were things that God had for me that I couldn't see at the time. And so I just had to step out in faith to be able to come here without any opportunities.
That's cool. And then you got involved in our children's ministry worship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get involved in that?
We just had some people who did hand motions and things, and I was saw someone else who did guitar and singing for children's ministry, and I just asked, can I be a part of that? And so I started learning more about how to play guitar, and a few of us made a band, and it was the only thing I had for worship leading at the time, so we just put our all into it, and it was really fun.
And that's how you kind of got, I guess, an indirect audition to sing for our worship team on Sunday mornings, because Pastor Sandy got a chance to hear you back there, and he came to me and he said, hey, there's this girl I want you to meet. Her name is Allie, leading worship back there. I want you to meet her and talk to her about being on Sunday mornings. And so it kind of gave everybody a chance to hear you, to see you, to get an idea of your stage presence. And it was really probably a good place to start, huh?
It was. It humbled me.
Trying to lead kids, right?
Yes.
Well, hey, if you're a worship leader, we'd love to hear from you. Share your story with us, how you got involved in worship ministry. You can send us an email at soundworshippod@gmail.com. Now let's get back into it, guys. Let's talk about the importance of worship.
Yeah, well, first of all, just thinking about what is worship. So we shared stories about why we became worship leaders and how we got into it. And even for me, you know, Allie, you had a heart for wanting to get involved with worship, you know, you knew the importance of it before coming into it. I didn't even really know the importance of it. Like when I first started coming to church, I would go into a service and our pastor would say, hey, now we're going to have a time of worship. And I literally thought, oh, we're just going to sing some songs for 30 minutes. That's pretty cool. I like music. That's all worship was to me for a long time. And one day it just kind of clicked. It was like, oh, we're supposed to be singing these songs to God. Like I never knew that. And so I had to be educated in that, and I had to realize that, because without knowing that, I would literally just read the words on the screen and just kind of enjoy the music. That's all worship was to me. Mm. And so when you think about what worship is, I heard someone once say that worship is like the two words worth-ship. You're giving worth to something. So we all worship something or someone, whether it be our people that we love, whether it be things we love doing, we all give worth to something and to different degrees. And so our job as worship leaders is to help people worship God and see him for who he is. And we use songs as a means and a method to do that. So, you know, I was thinking about the first act of worship recorded in the Bible. It's found in Genesis 4, where Cain and Abel, the two brothers, they bring their offering before the Lord. So Abel brings his offering, the firstborn of his flock, to God. He brings his very best, but then Cain, he brings some fruit from the ground, which on the surface, when you read it, it sounds great. Like they both brought something to God. They're bringing, you know, an act of worship here, a sacrifice. But we're told that God respects Abel's offering, but he rejects Cain's offering. And so the question is, well, why? Well, we're told in Hebrews 11 that it was by faith that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So what Cain failed to recognize might be the same thing that many of us fail to recognize throughout times in our life. It isn't what we sacrifice that gets accepted or rejected. It's the state of our heart as we sacrifice it or as we offer it to God. Which, by the way, Allie, do you know why Cain couldn't offer a more excellent sacrifice?
Why?
Because he wasn't able.
No.
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 So you didn't like my joke, that's fine, but the story of Cain and Abel, it shows us that God really cares about the state of our heart. And so the amount of people on stage doesn't matter, the amount of fancy equipment doesn't matter, the lack of talent, money, expensive guitar, all of that pales in comparison to the greatest riches, such as knowing and proclaiming Christ, which is our job as worship leaders, to help educate people about what worship is and about who Christ is, and then to bring them to Christ through our worship. So with the right heart, you can offer God the greatest sacrifice, which is your praise, your thanksgiving, and your worship. And last but not least, the why behind what we do is really determined by the who. As I was thinking about from 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, says, we love him because he first loved us. And that's what it boils down to. God loved us so much, as we know from John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him won't perish but have everlasting life. And so God gave us his son Jesus because of our sin, the problem that came from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And so he gave us his son, and it's all about Jesus, and we worship him because of who he is. And then I think about Psalm 103, which is just a great exhortation. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And it just goes on and lists all these things that God has done. And David says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's not forget all of his benefits and all the things that he's done for us. And so the why of what we do, worshiping God and leading other people in worship, it's really determined based on who God is himself. And we have reason to praise. And so let's come together. Let's lead our congregations.
Amen, Matt. You got me fired up. Let's Woo-hoo! Go.
Woohoo! Sounds like Mario Kart. Yeah.
So if you're a new worship leader just getting started, we put together a basic survival kit to help you get started in leading worship. Here it goes. Item number one.
The Bible.
Why do you need the Bible in your survival kit, Allie?
Because it's God's word.
Preach.
You gotta stay strapped.
That's right. Well, let's get on to the second thing then in your survival kit that you need, and you're doing a lot of it right now, which is what, Allie?
Prayer.
Yeah, you need a lot of prayer to survive.
Because you gotta pray for those people who are just getting on your nerves. I mean, the people that you love.
Difficult to work with, right? Yeah, I know what you mean. We also need perseverance. Mm-hmm. The ability to keep going, to endure, because you're going to experience some good days in leading worship. You're going to experience some hard days in leading worship, and you got to be able to move forward. You got to be able to take your losses and move forward and do it again the next week. Speaking of that, you also need some what?
Thick skin.
Woo! Like a cow.
A cow? You could have said anything else, too, like a rhinoceros.
Yeah, that would have been way better. I just assume cows have thick skin because you look at, like, you know, leather, right? Isn't that where leather comes? Yeah, so I was on the right track, you know. But you're right, a rhino and what's the other one you just said?
Elephant?
An elephant. Elephant. You need thick skin like an elephant, you know. When you go to sit down, your knees are all crunchy.
I don't like this.
And wrinkly.
I don't like this metaphor.
And then a couple of practical items that we like to use, for our voice at least, which I could use some now, is throat coat.
Mm-hmm.
Throat coat is pretty amazing. It's good. You know, we just try to keep our worship team and our green room stocked with some throat coat and some cough drops. Sometimes some of the mild cough drops, but then there, what's the other one? Fisherman's Friend.
I'm afraid to try that.
It'll raise the dead. So, you know, if you're having a really bad day, have some Fisherman's Friend on hand, and you'll be as good as Lazarus, you know? post first death.
I also use dry throat lozenges because I get dry mouth, dry throat all the time.
What is a dry throat lozenge?
It's just like a mint, but it's for dry mouth, dry throat.
I never knew that existed.
I get, like,
thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
I could have been using it this whole time.
Well, I have a box.
And last but not least, to make it really serious and just kind of bring everything to a serious point, the last item in the basic survival kit for worship leaders is coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's really bad for you.
Yep. Everybody says don't drink it. It's not good for your voice. But you have to survive. So, yeah. I mean...
Yeah. Are you looking to survive or take care of your voice? I mean, in the long run, you know, this life is a vapor. So your voice, you know, what does it matter?
That's it's more sense. Of a, less of a survival kit and more of a thrival kit.
Yes. You don't want to just survive. You want to thrive, right? Mm. That's what they say. So.
And no, thrival is not a word. So.
You just made it one.
Yeah.
Pick up your thrival kit today.
Only $9.99 times 14 installments. But if you buy today,
we'll
12 installments.
Give you an encouraging word.
Yeah. Speaking of thrival kits, we wanted to let you know about our worship conference coming up in January. Let's hear it, Bryce.
We wanted to let you know about an opportunity for you and your worship team to attend our upcoming Calvary Chapel Deep South Worship Conference this coming January 14th through the 16th. It'll be a great 2.5 days spent in God's Word, learning the importance of biblical sound worship, along with a variety of workshops and breakout sessions to help equip you to become better at what you do. We know how tough and sometimes lonely worship ministry can be, which is why a conference like this is so important. For more information or to register you and your team, go to calvarychapeldeepsouth.com/WC24. That's calvarychapeldeepsouth.com/WC24. Or click the link on our website, soundworshippodcast.com. We hope to see you in January. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Hey, would you do us a favor? Like and follow this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Share it with your friends. Give us a good rating. Help our listeners see more of our content. You can submit any questions for a discussion on a future episode by visiting soundworshippodcast.com. Thanks for listening today to the Sound Worship Podcast.